Think about the last time you cooked dinner. You probably chopped some vegetables, prepared some kind of protein maybe, and then when you were finished, you threw the food scraps in the trash, right? Or maybe the compost? The UW Oshkosh takes a different approach to food waste. On their campus, it's getting turned into electricity. And with a new grant from the Public Service Commission, they want to use food scraps and yard clippings to heat a building on campus too. Brad Spanbauer is the Sustainability Director at UW Oshkosh. Brad, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Give us the basics, please, on how this technology works. How are we turning food waste first into electricity and hopefully soon into heat?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the big thing I like to tell people is this facility has been operating since 2011. And essentially what we do is we load whole pieces of organic matter, food waste, yard waste, those kinds of things, into some chambers that are then sealed. We pump out the oxygen, and then that material is sprayed with what we call a percolate, which is essentially sort of a liquefied mixture that has microbes and sort of microorganisms in it that is going to help break down all of that food waste and yard waste. And then what is produced is biogas. And basically that biogas is partially carbon dioxide, but partially methane. And so we collect all of that biogas and funnel it into what is called a CHP, or a combined heat and power unit. It's essentially an engine. And then that engine sends electricity back out to the grid. We use some of the heat internally, but now we're hoping to make a little bit more use of the heat that we're creating.
Yeah. How much heat are you not capturing now from the system? And is it really enough to heat a whole campus building?
I don't have exactly how much we're sort of not capturing. The building does use some of the heat that it generates through these processes as part of what we, you know, kind of call parasitic load. Because the chambers do need to be heated, we want to keep that process nice and warm. So some of the heat, you know, is sort of having a beneficial use right now. Mm-hmm. We just have wanted to do this project for quite some time, and we have found that we could capture that heat and funnel it a little bit more effectively to help heat a building. So yes, there's plenty of heat that we could be using more efficiently, and we're going to start doing that later this year.
Can you tell us about the sustainability benefits here? I guess on both sides, you're generating the electricity and heat, of course, but you're also preventing all this waste from going to waste.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're capturing food waste that would otherwise just be bound for the landfill, and there it is going to do the same thing. It's going to break down. It will produce methane and other greenhouse gas emissions, right, at a landfill site. We're sort of diverting that and putting it through a process that's going to be just better, a little bit more advantageous, getting a little bit more bang for our buck. And so we're capturing all of this organic material, creating heat, electricity from it. And then what comes out at the end is essentially compost. So this finished material does have to go through a little bit more of a curing process. It spends about a year in an aerobic site. But then essentially what is done is compost. And so in that way, we're very much closing the loop on this whole process.
Now, on the supply side of things, are you using up all of the campus's food waste and lawn clippings and things like that? Are you trying to import more from the community, or do you have more than you can handle?
We get feedstocks from a lot of different sites. Certainly from campus, we get a majority of food waste, basically all of the food waste from our main campus dining facility. Our union, we get pre-consumer food waste, so anything that's right kind of prepped. We aren't collecting post-consumer there yet, but we're hoping to explore that soon. We get yard waste from the city of Oshkosh. We have some customers, so some food producers in the area, they send us their, you know, kind of stuff that doesn't end up in whatever they're able to sell. So we get food waste that way. We're always, you know, looking to kind of expand our reach and get more customers to bring their food waste to us, because it's just a better kind of end use of that material, getting some more of that embodied energy out of what is kind of otherwise would just go to the landfill.
Now, if I was a student at UW Oshkosh, Brad, and I took a biology class or maybe an ecology class, is this going to be part of my curriculum?
Absolutely. Yep. I have given lots of tours, and our staff at the biogas operations, they do tours as well. You know, we've given tours most recently to a kind of outgoing president of system, Tommy Thompson. We've had UW system folks come and visit us. We do a lot of outreach, but certainly students on campus are involved either through coursework, through getting direct internships or work opportunities at the Digester or with programs associated with the Digester.
Now you've got the electricity, you're going to do more with the heat later this year. Do you have more thoughts on maybe expanding the Biodigester program in the future?
Yeah, I mean, we, you know, I think at some point we have talked about ways to tighten up the schedule a little bit because the chambers run on a 28-day cycle. And so there's four chambers, so we can essentially open up one a week and kind of trade out, close it up, and then, you know, start it over that bay or that chamber is going to run for another 28 days. So if we can tighten that up a little bit, we could start processing more material, increase a little bit more production. I'd love to see us kind of revisit a little bit more of a composting program. And we've also looked at ways to take what we produce through the CHP and run it through a biogas boiler and essentially create renewable natural gas to fuel vehicles, right? So vehicles that use RNG or CNG could essentially get fueled up at this site.
Wow. Brad, thanks for sharing this with us today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.
That's Brad Spanbauer, Sustainability Director at UW-Oshkosh, with us today to talk about the university's plan to reduce its reliance on fossil fuels by using food and yard waste to produce electricity, which they're already doing, and to heat a building on campus.